Okay, today I'm at Newbury with racecourse photographer Francesca Altoft. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to me today. Can you give us a bit of your background? Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Francesca Altoft. I'm 21 years old and I'm official photographer at Newbury, Windsor and Cheltenham.
So where did your interest in photography come from, and which came first, horses or photography?
Always loved horses. That developed into passion for horse racing probably at age about 10. My dad's always been a keen amateur photographer, and I went to Market Raisin Racecourse one day, stole his camera, and he never got it back.
Okay, I understand that you were expected to qualify with flying colours for university either at Oxford or Cambridge, but decided to not to follow that path. How difficult a decision was that for your parents, and how did your parents react initially?
My parents have always been so supportive of me. You know, they always said that whatever I wanted to do, as long as I was happy, they didn't care. School took it the complete opposite way, because obviously they wanted me to go to uni, but I've always been a bit stubborn, and what I wanted to do was what I was going to do, so that was that really.
Okay, so what was your first move in your goal to become a professional photographer?
Well, I was sort of in the right place at the right time really, because Gavin James, who was the photographer at Cheltenham at the time, was looking for some help, and a guy called Bruce, who works for T4 Cameras in Swindon, approached me and said that Gavin was looking for some help at Cheltenham, gave me his number and said to give him a call. I very nearly didn't, but I did, and 3 days later I was working for him at Cheltenham, so haven't looked back since really.
Why did you nearly didn't? Was there some self-doubt that crept in early on?
Yeah, I'd always sort of seen it as a closed shop that nobody knew could get into. That's what everybody had always said, but if anybody was going to be able to help me, it was Gavin, really.
Okay, you sort of answered my next question. I was going to say it's a very competitive game. It was difficult to get a toe in, but then you landed with both feet with a job at Windsor and Newbury. So how did that happen?
So in October 2016, Gavin James retired, gave up all 8 courses at once, left me with no courses at all, really. But thankfully, Newbury was straight on the phone and took me on. And then by March the next spring in 2017, Windsor asked me to continue there as well. And then Cheltenham eventually came on board in 2017, autumn really.
So I've witnessed some, it's a fairly male dominated sport, horse racing photography, and I've witnessed some very earthy banter in the press room. Did you have to develop a thick skin early on?
I was quite shy and quiet, and I'm probably the complete opposite of that now. The banter can be quite hard to take at first, but I developed a very thick skin and give as good as I get now, really. But they mean well, they're all good guys.
So generally speaking, how are you, or were you, accepted by others in your profession to begin with?
I think because I came into it what we call the right way, of working for somebody else rather than just trying to walk in off my own back, I think I was accepted very well straight away by a lot of the other photographers, and you know, as well as being colleagues now, they're very good friends and they look out for me all the time.
So you were initially self-taught, so you had a mentor that gave you some tips, the guy that you worked for?
He helped me as much as he could really, but largely in terms of what I was taking photos of, he just let me get on with it. I've worked for a few other photographers as well, Steve Cargill at Ascot and John Hoy at Newmarket and Kempton, places like that, and they've helped me, and just sort of taking on advice from all of the different photographers to create who I want to be as a photographer.
So are there any particular aspects of horse racing photography that make it differ from others?
I think the fact that you really have to try and convey a story of a race, because every race is different and every horse has a different story behind it, and each horse has its own character and a different group of people behind it. and trying to show all that in your photos so it's not just a photo of a horse can be quite difficult, but the more you do it, the more you get used to that.
So what specific difficulties would you face photographing on a race day?
Backgrounds, which it's becoming more and more difficult on race courses to find nice, green, pretty backgrounds, and more buildings are popping up everywhere. On a personal level, the most difficult thing for me is trying to remain calm when my favourite horse is in front and I'm trying to take its photo. That's quite difficult sometimes, but we're used to that now.
As soon as you get involved back in them?
I try not to, but I'm good friends with a lot of jockeys and owners, and I have been known to cry when certain horses win, so that gets a few laughs, but that's good.
So what are the best and worst aspects of being an official racecourse photographer?
I'd say the best aspects is definitely the fact that you get to go to amazing race days and call it work, because as a racing fan, you know, I'd want to go to all those race meetings, and without being a photographer I really wouldn't have that opportunity. Worst aspects got to be the weather in the winter, you know, cold and wet and horrible, and trying to keep cameras dry is really difficult.
Are there any photographs that you've taken that you're particularly proud of that you can share with us? And can you explain why you like them so much?
So I took a photo here at Newbury in December 2017 of Dingo Dollar jumping the water jump, and it's a photo of his reflection. That's one of my favourites because I really didn't think it was going to work. It was one of those shots that I thought, you know, small run of field, let's give it a go. My other favourite photo would probably be Ribchester crossing the line in the Lockinge last year. On a level of satisfaction, that was probably right up there because there was a lot of pressure. That was my first Lockinge day. And William Buick, thankfully, gave it a nice punch of the air as he crossed the line, which made for a very nice photo.
Is there any other photographic work you do other than horse racing?
No, I don't have time at all for anything else. I'm racing all the time, travelling all the time, so it takes up all my time.
So are you involved in racing any other way apart from in a professional capacity?
No, apart from just being very good friends with a lot of owners and trainers and jockeys, which is the only way that I'm involved really.
Okay, so you're 21 now. How would you like to see yourself in 21 years' time? Any specific ambitions in your career?
Hopefully still doing this because I love it so much. You know, I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. Maybe add a couple more courses. Big courses would be nice, but if it stays this way, I'd be very, very happy.
So any ambitions for the immediate future?
The immediate future would be this year to try and put together a portfolio of photos good enough to get shortlisted for one of the awards at the Horse Racing Writers and Photographers Association Awards in December.
So you've proven that a determined young lady can make the grade as a racecourse photographer. Have you got any advice for an aspiring Francesca Altoft?
I'd always say don't give up, because even though people will make out that it's a closed shop, if you're good enough to do it, then you can do it. And always keep smiling, especially in the winter when it's raining.
Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed.
Star Sports TV, our weekly magazine TV programme packed with tips, news and banter on the key sports events of the week. Check out the latest episode at starsportsbet.co.uk. BeGambleAware.org. Over 18 only.